This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
You can hold your finger on my phone and go a few verses for that, and we'll be up on the screen here in a moment. First thing we'll do is 2 Peter chapter 1 and 19, 20, and 21, those three verses, tell us that the prophetic, or the ministry of the prophets, the prophetic ministry, not to be confused with a pathetic ministry, this is a prophetic one, was the tool, the prophets were the tools used by God to write the Holy Scriptures. God used prophets to write the Scriptures. And if they didn't have a full-time job as a prophet, when they did write the Scriptures, they had the ministry of prophecy being used through them at that particular time, whether it was Moses or Samuel or David or Ezra or Micah or in the New Testament, James, Jude, John, Paul, all of them. They all were used of God in a prophetic ministry to write the Scriptures, to bring about the Scripture. In 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. The Scripture is your Holy Bible, the one that you have in your lap this morning. Every piece of literature in this book, the 66 portions, are pieces of literature that are combined to make your Bible. Every piece of literature in the book was given and selected by God, the Holy Spirit, and was ministered to us through the person that God chose to write that particular portion of Scripture. So God would use their vocabulary and their kind of human characteristics to write it. So each portion of Scripture has the characteristics of the writer, the kind of vocabulary they use, their background, and so forth. And God would use that. He would impress upon them what he wanted to say, and then he would use their vocabulary and select the exact words to put into writing. And he would select the words because every word of God is pure and every word of God has been beautifully crafted by the Holy Spirit to be in this book we know as the Bible. If you go to Revelation 22:18 up on the board here, you will see at the end of the Bible, after the 66 books have been compiled, 39 Old Testament, 27 New Testament, then after that, which took place in 70 A.D., 70 years after the birth of Christ, more or less, Jesus died around 33, 34 A.D., so it was another 35 years to get to 70 A.D. when the final book was written by the Apostle John, and that was this book, the book of Revelation. And in Revelation 22:18, the end of the book, he says, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book," the prophecy of this book, speaking of the book as a whole, Genesis to Revelation, whoever hears the words of this book, your Bible, "if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book." That's not a good thing. Don't add to it. The 66 books, the canon of Scripture has come to a close. God has said exactly what he wants to say to mankind. It's all in that book that you have, that you can readily find and buy beautifully in this country. You can find them everywhere and purchase one for yourself. And there are many places, if you couldn't afford it, they would give them to you. But if anyone takes away in verse 19 from the words of this book, or the words of this, the book of prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life. That's not a good thing. So you don't add to this book, you don't take away from this book. It is as God has written it, from the holy city and from the things which are written in the book. So these are the final verses of the Bible. Don't add to it, don't take away from it. This is what God needed to say to us. Oh, he has plenty more to say, but he'll wait till heaven for you to get there and for him to continue having Bible studies in heaven with you, and he'll go beyond the 66 books and tell you and I things that we could not possibly imagine. But right now, we have 66 books, and none of us, and in fact, nobody in this world has mastered it yet, so we are well content with studying our 66 books in this one book called the Bible. Now, prophecy, you can say, well, prophecy is things that are going to happen in the future. And that is true. But prophecy is also things, and God used the Old Testament and New Testament prophets to speak things that were happening right now. He spoke forth the word of God. Prophecy means to speak forth the word of God. And it also includes predictions, futuristic predictions. So whether when talking about prophecy, what the utterances that come from God speaking forth the word or predicting something in the future, either or, they are all inclusive in the word prophecy. Everything we need to know is in this book. Everything. There's nothing left outside of the book. God has given us everything we need to know in the book. We don't know everything in the book because we're not Bible geniuses yet working on it. But everything we need to know is in the book. If the Bible doesn't speak to something specifically, if it doesn't speak to something specifically, then it will guide you with principles to follow in your decision making. So you say, well, the Bible doesn't tell me whether to buy a red car or a blue car. It doesn't tell me whether to buy a new one or a used one. How am I going to find that out from God? There are guiding principles. It has to do with your finances. Has to do with getting into debt, has to do with what you're, you know, all those things have to come into balance. There are guiding principles to follow in every decision that you make in life, and the Bible has them all. And if you go outside of those principles and outside of the specifics of the Word of God, you'll probably get in trouble somehow. So the Word of God has it all for us. That's why we spend our lifetime studying it. We pay the utmost attention to it. We prioritize it in our lives because it has the answers to all of life's needs, all of life's questions. It's all here. Now, if the Bible doesn't speak, or if the Word of God for a person, let's say a person doesn't feel the Word of God is enough, if I feel that the Word of God doesn't really cut it with me. I don't think the Bible has everything I need to know. I need other things. Then if I'm discontent with the Bible, then I'm going to look for something outside of the Bible to satisfy me. I'll be searching for something else. And generally speaking, it'll be something that will stimulate the flesh and the emotions. 2 Timothy 4:3, there comes a time when they will no longer endure sound doctrine. In other words, you'll teach sound doctrine, you'll teach godly principles, you'll teach Bible truths. They don't want to hear them anymore. And it says they will search out and look for teachers, other Bible teachers who are not really teaching the Bible, but teaching a different message. But that message really gets them excited when they hear it. Because I just heard a guy on the radio the other day said I was going to have $1 million. Windows of heaven were opening soon for me. I was going to, all that money was coming right down. I was getting my breakthrough blessing, and I got excited. I jumped up on the chair, and I was jumping up and down. I mean, that stimulated me to hear that. I was so happy about that. And there are people out there that will give you a very stimulating and exciting message, depending on where you're at in your life. And that's where these people turned to in this verse. They were looking for other teachers. They were tired of just hearing Bible truths, and all of that. And so they turned to other teachers, which we are also taught in 1 Timothy 4:1, the devil will be happy to provide. He will be happy to provide other teachers. Also, you can go to 2 Corinthians 11. You'll have a whole description there of the other teachers that the devil provides to teach people from the Bible, but not the truth. It's partially true. They sprinkle enough truth in there to make it believable, but it's not sound Bible teaching. Jesus warned of it in Matthew 7 and verse 14. He said, beware of false teachers. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. The sheep's clothing means that they appear to be Christian. Sheep's clothing. They appear and look and act like Christians. They talk like Christians. They function like Christians. They say, praise the Lord. They smile like Christians. They have fish stickers on the back of their cars. They look Christian, but inside they're not. They are hungry wolves, which means they have appetites. Underneath that sheep's clothing, there's some appetites going on that are not of God. And they want to satisfy their appetites on you, mostly on your wallet. They might appear successful. They might have numbers in their church. They may appear very successful, have a beautiful facility, have hundreds of people, perhaps even thousands of people. But God wants you to know He didn't send them. Numbers are no testimony of God's anointing being on any ministry. There are many false religions in the world. The Muslim faith has a quarter of the world's population. Huge numbers. The Hindus, the Buddhists, and so forth, huge numbers in their ranks, but they're not of God. They have a false God. Even in our own country, we have various groups that we call cults because they don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, such as the Mormons or the Jehovah's Witnesses. They have huge numbers. But their numerical success doesn't mean they're of God. Quite the contrary. Because the wide gate, many go down that gate. They get great numbers in the wide gate. It's the straight and narrow gate that only gets a few. Jesus said, but the wide gate, the open gate, crowds go down that way. So they might appear successful by sight, but God did not send them. 1 John 4:1, try the spirits. Jeremiah 14:14, they're not of God. And the most amazing thing is this verse in Jeremiah 6:14. Says this concerning these false teachers. Jeremiah 6 and verse 14 says, they have also healed... Thing. They healed the hurt of my people's life.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies.